Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Let us be conscious as we take in the next three deep breaths that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm. Extend the stomach. And breathe in this life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Before we take our second deep breath in, bring your attention down into the sanctuary, the monastery, the cave of the heart. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let's be intentional that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us as us. Inhale. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 41, Psalms from Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Who among us hears the cry of the poor? How many open their hearts and heed the call? The plight of the world is a wound to the very heart of love, a scar on our own souls. Blessed are those who lovingly respond, the friend who knows all hearts and will remember their kindness. They will know joy, peace, and keep fulfillment, working in harmony with all who serve toward healing the needs of this troubled world. As for me, I prayed, O soul mender, be gracious unto me, for I have been deaf to those in need. My fears paralyzed me. I am bound like a prisoner, held in my own house, alone and abandoned. each fear I push away or deny rises up with power, feeling anxious. Lies and deceit take the place of truth. I can hide no longer my confusion, the way I blame others and have turned away even my friends. O Divine Helper, help me face the fears that threaten to overwhelm me. Without your guidance, they will bring about what I most fear. I am on my knees asking forgiveness. Give me strength to turn all that separates me from you into love and kindness. You, who are unconditional love, you do not judge our weaknesses. Raise me up, that I may be renewed in body, mind, and soul. By this I know that you have graciously forgiven me. Fear did not triumph over me, though my heart was broken open so the light could enter in. You upheld me, filled me with integrity, and opened my heart to the poor. Blessed be the beloved, loving presence to all hearts open to love, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we enter into this Lenten period, strengthen and embolden us that we may deepen in our prayer time with you, that we may give up any ideas or notions that separate us from the truth of who we are and whose we are, for our eternal connection and life in your spirit. Help us to forgive ourselves and forgive others who we feel have hurt or wronged or disappointed us. Open our hearts that we may remember the needs of others and not just our own. As this Lenten period is a time of giving, of praying, and of repenting, let us look within ourselves all what we can do so that we can transform and transmute that part of our nature that is not truly expressing your divine nature. In this Lenten period, let us open our hearts to listen to your still small voice that ever guides, that ever illuminates, that is ever whispering to us. So as we consciously come together, knowing that right where we are, your presence, that is unconditional, that is unchanging, that is unceasing, is ever providing, ever guiding, ever supplying our every need. So as we realize this for ourselves, let us realize it for our friends and families who perhaps may waver in their faith or trust or belief in you. Let us know this truth for them as well. Let us uplift them in the light of this awareness. Let us know for them that your grace abounds for our every need and is sufficient for our every want or desire. As we know that we are going through these challenging times, there are those that are in countries that do not have even the basics that we have. So we hold in our hearts all those in our communities locally, all those in communities up and down this country. All those across our globe that may be struggling even more than usual at this time. We pray for those that are experiencing challenging times, whether it be earthquakes in Japan or extreme snow and low temperatures in Texas and everywhere else across this globe. For truly we have altered this beautiful planet through our excessive greed, and our excessive need to destroy. So for all sentient beings, the winged, the hoofed, the fin, that which creep, crawls, flies, may we remember the words of the psalmist who says that the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein, that we are but caretakers of this beautiful planet. This planet will go on without us. So divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for those that are grieving the loss of their loved ones at this time, may their hearts be comforted in the remembrance that love is eternal, and that their loved ones live on eternally in their hearts, never forgotten. And that we come forth from you, and to you we shall always return. For your spirit is loaned to us for but a brief period as we traverse this earth. We hold our government leaders, not only in this country but across the globe, that their hearts and minds may be touched, that they will operate with integrity and not from greed or self-serving desires or needs. For those who have no one to hold them in prayer or remember them, we include them too in this circle of prayer. So for your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God, within and without,
radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God, within and without.
I am the love of God.
I am the love of God, within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God, within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in and allow this prayer of intention to resound within your being. Beloved, I wish you a very happy Thursday, stay dry, and I look forward to joining you again on Sunday as we begin our Lenten season, our first Sunday of Lent. And I wish you